Once, in a house on Egypt Street, there lived a rabbit who was made almost entirely of china. He had china arms and china legs, china paws and a china head, a china torso and a china nose. His arms and legs were jointed and joined by wire so that his china elbows and china knees could be bent, giving him much freedom of movement. The rabbit's name was Edward Tulane, and he was tall. He measured almost 3 feet from the tip of his ears to the tip of his feet. His eyes were painted a penetrating and intelligent blue. Edward's mistress was a 10-year-old dark-haired girl named Abilene Tulane, who thought almost as highly of Edward as Edward thought of himself. Each morning after she dressed herself for school, Abilene dressed Edward. "Now, Edward," she said to him after she was done winding his gold pocket watch, "when the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 3, I will come home to you." She placed Edward on a chair in the dining room and positioned the chair so that Edward was looking out the window and could see the path that led up to the Tulane front door. Abilene balanced the watch on his left leg. She kissed the tips of his ears, and then she left, and Edward spent the day staring out at Egypt Street, listening to the tick of his watch and waiting.